Well, Christian freedom becomes license. You know, Paul in Galatians 5, I just read it this morning, you know, that do not let your freedom become an occasion to indulge the flesh. And so freedom already, I think, in the 60s, and, you know, we had a kind of pop view of freedom, free love, don't, you know, make love, don't make war, that kind of thought, you know, is still freedom for my personal self, a fulfillment, me discovering myself, which for the Christian, I think, is really just the freedom of self-indulgence. And, you know, you can see why our culture thinks this is absolutely fabulous and puts pressure on the church to see freedom in precisely these ethically compromising ways. The devil is deeply appreciative of this kind of theology. And we think we're going to remain relevant or significant if we can make common cause with the culture. And what's happening now, of course, is many people are abandoning completely the church because they can't see the difference between the church and the culture. Why bother with that Sunday morning ritual when, in fact, it's tending in the same direction as the world around us?